Want the same expert advice you get from the pros in the store while shopping online at DiscountTire.com? Meet Treadwell, your personal online tire guide that matches you with the perfect tire for your vehicle. Get your best match in 1 minute or less with Treadwell by Discount Tire.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Good Game, Nice Try. That's an opening. That's a podcast opening. My name is Blay, and I'm here, as always, with my lovely and talented and also quite deadly co-host, Sonya Reed. Yeah, deadly.
Oh.
You could take somebody down, right?
Do you think so? Well, I'm like 5'3". I don't know how far I'm going to take them down.
Well, I'm just, if you were like an assassin, what's your weapon of choice? What's your thing of choice to go?
Well, I am very low to the ground, so I feel like I've already got that advantage.
And you like to nap. You like to nap, so you're usually laying down.
Yeah.
You're usually lying prone.
I'm usually even further to the ground. I am kind of like a sneak up behind him and get him kind of a person. Ooh. So I'm discovering also through Cyberpunk that I am that.
Ooh.
So that's it. I'm sneaky.
I'm more of like, because I'm a big, tall, some would say quite muscular man. And so I like the two hammers.
Okay.
You know, like Assassin's Creed Valhalla, like a Viking. I just take two Thor hammers and just bam, just pop them right in the sides of the head and watch your head explode like a grape. You know, it's like pow. And then it's like a giant just blood and brains and viscera just covering me as I just go smashing people with hammers. So,
you know,
anyway,
what I really enjoy about this is that
this
conversation so far is so full of Christmas spirit.
That's right. It's the
holidays,
everybody.
Yeah.
Happy holidays. Hammer. Boom. happy holidays. You know, it's weird being in LA because there's no snow outside. It's just smog. We just have smog and like ash, basically ash snowflakes.
That's our snow.
That's our snow.
Pollution.
That's right, it's pollution. But I will say one thing around the holidays I always do enjoy, and I think doesn't get enough credit in the video game world, is when games like it'll be Christmas or it'll be Halloween or it'll be whatever, they will for that day change their skin. So it's like, oh, it's a Christmas skin, or it's, you know, it's a Halloween skin or Valentine's Day. And then I remember I'm alone and I just start weeping. But I think games don't get enough credit for doing that. Do you know what I'm saying? When you think of holiday games, what comes to mind? Are there any holiday themed games that you?
Oh, I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is Club Penguin.
What is Club Penguin?
What?
Aside from a place I want to go to immediately.
It is it's this nostalgic sort of kids online game, but like they hit hard in the holidays. They roll deep in winter. So they've definitely got it down. But that's the first thing I think of. But honestly, I think that somebody who's done it really right, I think Animal Crossing has kind of nailed it. You know, they have so many holiday themed stuff, and it's what we need right now.
Nailed it how? Like, give me an example as a person who is not super big into Animal Crossing.
I know you love Animal Crossing and you're very familiar with the holiday update. So I don't need to refresh you, but for our listeners, they have added, you know, obviously it's snowing, which as a Canadian, it's nice to experience at least a little bit of that from LA. But yeah, they have, you know, they've added a whole bunch of like new items and everything. And it's nice to have that little slice of the holidays, right?
A little slice of the old fruitcake, little holiday.
We'll leave the digital fruitcake, but
a little sip of the old digital eggnog.
There we
holiday eggnog.
Yeah,
right.
I'm more on that track.
Are you a nogger?
I'd say so. I'll roll deep.
You go enogs, enogs all day.
I'll roll with the eggnog. Not a fruitcake lady. I will stand firmly on that. But
I think I'm a cake boy. I'm a fruitcake.
Fruitcake?
Yeah, fruitcake. I'll do it. Everybody hates fruitcake. But you know what? Give it a chance. give it a chance. It's spicy. It's got weird chewy stuff in it. Sometimes it's crunchy.
You're not selling it. You're really, you're not selling it.
Like you just, you put like a piece of crumbly, chewy, and kind of crunchy cake in your mouth, you know?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, eggnog is so delicious. It's like sweet gravy. You might as well drink gravy that's sweet.
This is coming from the person who's trying to market alcoholic gravy, so...
That's right. Hard gravy is my invention, and no one listening to this, no one can steal this idea. It's hard gravy, all right?
I think you're fine with anyone stealing it. Don't worry.
No, I don't want anyone out there stealing this idea. There's two flavors. There's dark beef whiskey gravy, and then there's like the light chicken vodka gravy. You could put it on your meal and get drunk. You can drink it right out of the can. I'm telling you, hard gravy. Don't steal it. You know what? I'm going to go get hardgravy.com right now so no one can take it.
I'm going to sign up for this LLC immediately.
What game would you like to see have a holiday update? Like for one day, it would be, you know, in the game Christmas, let's say.
I mean, the first thing I thought of was Doom.
Doom? Doom Eternal?
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Wow.
And I would love to have like a Doom holiday version.
And what would that be? Would that be like Doom Guy, like Worse Santa, and just like just destroying like elves? Like the demons are all elves.
You're writing the DLC as we speak.
We're writing it together. I'll give you 20%.
Thanks. That's all I ask.
Dig Doom.
What about you?
Oh, what about Surgeon Simulator? A Christmas version of Surgeon Simulator.
Okay.
You know, you're cutting open elves.
Are you like removing ornaments from internal organs? Or like what's the...
You cut open an elf and you just pull out different wrapped gifts? It's so insane.
It's so insane.
I love it.
But
I'm heavily into it.
It could be an underappreciated holiday DLC, you know?
That's awful. But you know what? This has been enough free association madness. I would love our fans to let us know what they think would be the best holiday DLC. You know, be it Surgeon Simulator, be it Mario Kart, perhaps Resident Evil 7.
I'd love to see it.
Holiday DLC. Tweet at us with hashtag GGNT and tell us what you think should be the best holiday DLC. And you know, you get a free prize if we read your comment on the air.
And you don't have to dig it out of an elf.
That's right. We will not send you a gift you have to dig out of an elf. That's
perfect.
True. We'll do that for you and then just send you the gift. Look, we have an amazing guest today. He's one of my favorite people of all time. I've known him for many, many years. We went on tour with Conan on the stand-up tour back in 2018. He's a hilarious comedian, writer, actor. He does it all. He's the voice of Cooper in the Trolls movies, which is amazing. He's got one of my favorite voices of all time, which you could hear, of course, on his podcast, Getting Better with Ron Funches.
I mean, you can go and hang out with him on Twitch.
Yeah.
He does live comedy shows. Gameplay. Check him out at twitch.tv/Ron_Funches. So I don't want to wait anymore. Let's go. Without further ado, the lovely Ron Funches.
Ron Funches, everyone. Hey, Ron. How's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Really good. Really good. Thank you for being here. This is very exciting. You're personally one of my favorite people. On the planet, besides Sonia, of course. I think she has to take number one legally.
I can give it up for today. I'm fine with that.
Wow, I wouldn't even have put numbers on it. Now all our feelings are hurt.
Oh man.
I was just going to talk about how I just, one of my favorite things when I used to, you know, go outside was that I would love walking around the Warner Brothers lot, going to the gym, and we run into each other almost every time and just talk about whatever games we were playing.
I know. I know. It's awesome. And I will say, you, again, one of my favorite people, not just because of your positivity, but I feel like you play a wide spectrum of games.
Yeah. No, you know, I just like games.
Yeah, exactly. What are you playing right now?
I mean, let's see. I was just playing Call of Duty before we started this. playing some Warzone on Twitch. I've been trying to get my Twitch game started and strong going. I'm at affiliate, working my way up the ladder.
There we go. Trying to get the partner.
Out there hustling, hanging out, building a community.
What is it? Twitch.tv/Ron_Funches
Please come follow me. Yes. Come play games with me. We play Warzone. We play Fall Guys. Whatever I'm into. We do, you know, the retro weekends. And we've been doing comedy nights Friday night. We just watch some comedy and make fun of people. Make fun of my peers, which I very much enjoy.
It's a good Friday night.
And you're giving away tickets. You give away some tickets on there and stuff.
Yeah. Just when giveaways, we have fun. We hang out. It's, you know, since there's been no way to get on the road and hang out with people, just find other ways.
You're bringing the comedy to them, man. That's exactly what it is.
Love that. And you've been really busy on Twitch too. Like, not even, I love, even when you're playing Call of Duty, you're still such a positive person in the sense that you've got murder in the title, but it's still chill vibes and murder.
Yeah.
Love it. But you've also been doing like live affirmations and everything on Twitch. You're really, you know, got a broad range of stuff that you're doing on Twitch. That's awesome.
Yeah. A lot of people were telling me to get involved with it. And I never, you know, I didn't have much time, nor did I know much about it. I thought it was just like just video games and things like that. And I didn't realize that it's, you know, a very wonderful tool as like direct to consumer advertising, or just, you know, just talking to people who want to support you and enjoy you. And I was like, oh, I don't have to just do video games. I have my podcast I love, and we're recording the affirmations on the weekend anyway. I can just put a camera up and get people watching that. And to me, it just was a no-brainer. And I think a lot of things in Hollywood seem so like moving goalposts and mysterious, and you don't know what you need to do in order to receive the thing you want. And the thing I really enjoyed about Twitch is that it's kind of been the exact opposite. There's like, here's the numbers you need to hit. This is what you need to do for this. This is what you need to do for that. And there was some part of me that just really found that refreshing. And I just been leaning into it, and I like doing it. So thank you for saying that.
What has your experience been with people? What surprised you as you started live streaming, you know, versus like what you thought about it versus what it actually is?
Well, okay. Well, what I thought about it was just mostly like the things I've watched, which was a lot of like kids and very early 20-year-olds, and they were very loud and yelling a lot about how you weren't good and how you were a noob and how you needed to get better.
They still do that on Twitch, basically.
Yeah.
Does that all the time.
No, and so I was like, oh, this isn't for me. But then I just was surprised about how many like dudes in their mid-30s and people and women that were just like, oh, I'm just at work and I like you, so I'll just come by and we'll hang out and we'll chat. And it's like I think then it kind of similar to comedy where I got like the beginning of my comedy was kind of like me doing an answer to not seeing the type of comedy that I wanted to see and the type I enjoyed at the and my Twitch is kind of the same thing. I'm like, oh, like I'm not the best gamer. I'm not very aggressive about gaming. But what I love and what I always enjoyed was like hanging out in a basement with my friends, just talking about snacks and talking about video games and talking about wrestling. Yeah.
Chatting about chips.
Yeah. Oh, we do that all the time.
I love chip chat.
We were just talking about, I was like, you know what? I want an orange chicken burrito. I want a burrito made with orange chicken Chinese food. And then the chat was like, hey, that exists. And then people started sending pictures back and forth of them making things and eating things. It was great.
I love it. And I'll say too, like, you know, we went on tour with Conan, the Conan and Friends tour. And so I got to see you. I had the pleasure of seeing you perform quite a bit. And one thing I think I've really respected about you, and one thing I think you do extremely well, which is such a really difficult trick to do, and you do it effortlessly, is you make the room your own.
I saw a gentleman on a bus with a tattoo on his neck that just read, Linda. That guy hates Linda. Or he has to remind himself.
When you take the stage, you have this ability to bring everyone, make these huge halls feel like a living room and feel like that basement where everybody's hanging out. And so I think that that's, again, why if you're listening and you don't follow Ron on Twitch, follow him, because again, it's such a great, you just have this, you cast this spell and it's so cool.
Thank you. That's a beautiful compliment. And, you know, I'm still working on it.
It's a beautiful thing to watch. Yeah. It's
still working on it, but it's something I learned pretty quickly was that I can't really match other people's energy levels or try to like hop on what they do. I just have to draw people into what I do and either they get on board or they don't.
I do have a question though. Now, here's the thing. Whenever I play Call of Duty, I'm so bad, I end up rage quitting. Do you rage quit? What is it like? Do you just put the controller down? How does it work? Do you get really
not
angry?
Not in Call of Duty, I don't. And also, I think one of the greatest things they've added to the Call of Duty recently is that when you die, you know, they feed your microphone into the person that killed you. And so they can hear you cursing or screaming.
Oh, no.
And so I have learned to just stay silent.
Wow.
And not like, I don't want to give them anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you anything.
Love
now,
it.
Fall Guys.
Fall Guys.
I will rage out and curse up a storm. I just start cursing out those little guys all the time.
They can't hear it.
Yeah. But I don't throw anything or do anything of that nature. I just, I just be like, that's bullshit over and over and over. Yeah. But it's more at Fall Guys than it is at Call of Duty.
Fall Guys, man. That game gets under my skin like nothing else. Sonny, you've been playing a lot of Fall Guys.
It's so simple. Because it's so easy. It's streamlined. You know what you got to do. And
it just doesn't work out. Messes you up every time.
Yeah. 39 every to 40 time. Every time is me or whatever. Mm.
You've got some crowns, though. You got some wins.
I got some crowns. I got some, six championships. You can call me, a dynasty if you like.
Glad you said it.
I get really superstitious about my Fall Guys outfit. If I'm losing, I switch up the look. You know,
I
do
think
you go
that's,
with a consistent
no,
look?
Yeah.
What's your jam?
I mean, right now I'm really into the superhero cape and that one. And you think he has a little F on his chest, so that makes me feel good because that's for Funches.
Yeah.
And then also, but if I'm just getting down and dirty, I just like to wear the headband and some shorts because I feel like the heavier costumes throw your balance off.
It's very aerodynamic. It's an aerodynamic approach.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I like that. It's good. You know, sometimes you just got to go no skin, you know?
Mm-hmm. No skin.
You
there
go
you
in
go.
There and then, you know, if all else fails, they're like,
you're naked.
Naked.
You're naked at the end of the day.
Right? It's a win for everyone.
Exactly.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? But working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Ron, what was your first experience in video games? What was your first taste of the magic, of the good life, the sweet video games?
I mean, I don't remember really a time without video games. I think it's just because of the era that I grew up in.
Yeah.
Even when I was very young, I remember going to like my aunts and uncles' houses, and they had like the little paddle ColecoVision stuff going on and playing Pong and things of that nature. You know, my first system was the NES, I think when I was like 5 or 6 years old, 7 maybe. And, you know, I just fell in love with that, just playing Super Mario and 1 through 3. 3 still being one of probably my favorite game of all time. Super Mario World is climbing it because me and my wife, we played that before we got married. That was one of the prerequisites of our marriage, that we had to make sure that we could get through Super Mario World together.
That's a trait test. Did.
Yeah, and then we have to beat Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island, in order to have a child, because that you only makes sense. And that's, I'm very happy to have a format where I could tell that joke and not explain it, and people would get it.
Yes, exactly. That's
good. It's a safe place here.
Do you guys trade off lives? What's the partnership?
No, I'm Mario, she's Luigi.
I love it. Aww. I love it. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I was gonna say the marriage is new. That just happened. You know, during ago. Everything going on.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and a lot of it was helpful through actual video games, because my wife's a very beautiful woman and traditionally beautiful as well. And so in a way that was off-putting to me when I first met her. I didn't trust it. I was like, why would you want to hang out with me? I'm a big nerd. I just want to...
You're speaking my language, 100%. I got gray hair, you know. Yeah, it's like, yeah. What do I have to offer?
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, oh, okay. Who do you want me to introduce you to? It's more how I was looking at it, and she had misconceptions about me because she had gone on a couple of dates with comedians, and they were very like egotistical and very much like, you know, had like, oh, me and this entourage, and she was like, who's your entourage? And I was like, you mean my son and Gabe? Like, that's who I hang out with.
I'm rolling deep.
Yeah. So we had a few misconceptions about each other, which led to us not dating for a little bit. And when we tried it again, one of our very first dates, we watched sitcoms together. She showed each other our favorite sitcoms, hers being Golden Girls, me and I Love Lucy. And then she showed me an episode of Golden Girls where they watch an episode of I Love Lucy.
You know, I'm still a little confused. Now, who exactly is Ricky?
Lucy's husband.
I thought Desi was Lucy's husband.
Not on the show.
So got real meta.
Like, yeah, I was like...
That's
I think
awesome.
I like
wow.
this lady. And then another date that really sealed the deal. She just came over and we played Super Mario 3, and she knew where all the whistles were. And I was like,
what?
What's going on here? You know where all the whistles are. So maybe we are. Wow. Maybe we are meant to be together.
Maybe so. Maybe so. That's so cute. Oh my God. I love it. Wow, so Super Mario 3, not just an amazing, not just your favorite game because it's amazing, but also has a deep meaning to you personally in your life. That's awesome. I will say, like, it's interesting. I think, you know, people who I date have to be in some way versed in video games just because it's something I love. It's like any other interest. You know, you can get over, oh, our music doesn't quite match up. And I could get over, oh, you like this game, I like this game. But somebody who doesn't like video games at all, I just don't think that would ever really work. Like, one of the things I used to do is when I lived in New York and I would go on dates, there was this bar called Motor City Bar, and they had a tabletop Ms. Pac-Man. And I would always go there and at some point and be like, oh, let's play Pac-Man or whatever. And that would be like a gauge about like how they would react to it. Like, oh, I'm down, or, but I'm not very good, or, you know, whatever. And it's like, hey, as long as you're down to play, you know, this is going to work. But if they like sneered at it, I knew that was like a death knell for the,
I love how both of you have video games as kind of like a benchmark for something. We're like, we gotta beat, you know, Mario, or else we're not getting married. I gotta take you to Ms. Pac-Man, or else I don't know if it's gonna work. I love how it is a true litmus test.
Yeah, we'll find out if you're a good person later. But yeah, first that's of all, right.
Put
we
that
gotta
aside.
Handle the priority.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, you could be a murderer, but if you're into video games, maybe we can get over that.
You like Ms. Pac-Man? I'm in it.
Yeah.
A minute. We'll think of that later.
I've used my Miss Pac-Man skills on dates several times. I have. That is actually has been helpful on dates because I'm pretty good at it. And my wife was even because she was like, oh, you're pretty good at Miss Pac-Man.
See? Yeah.
Thank you so much. And also Miss Pac-Man is really different because you get to learn how people like, are they courageous? Do they believe in the risk-reward strategy?
Right.
Are they just trying to get all the cookies and then just get out of there?
You're right. Do they go for the fruit? What's the deal?
Yeah. Do they not try to eat the ghost?
Test.
Yeah. If you don't try to eat the ghost, I can't mess with you because you're a coward.
I always go lower left corner. I go lower left and then try to go right. I try to clear it. I've noticed that I try to clear it like counterclockwise is how I do. Do you have a strategy or no?
No, I'm very similar to that.
Yeah.
You know, and also just try, you know, just eat the thoughts that are away from the power pellets first.
Yes.
And then, you know.
Save
then,
the power then, pellets.
Yeah, you know.
That's a, yeah, absolutely.
It's a simple, but it's hard to do.
It is hard to do. And it's scary, man. We could talk about Resident Evil 7 all day, but I don't know that I've been more afraid at certain times playing a game than Miss Pac-Man when they're closing in. You're just like, you just sneak by, you know.
You're closing in, you get tricky going. You know how it kind of continues if you go off the side and you kind of come on the other side? Strategies.
Yeah, I want a Miss Pac-Man machine. That would be one purchase I would really like. I think I'm going to get one of the arcade one-up ones, but I want to get like a real one as well one day.
I've always said you know, the day I sell my first TV show, I'm buying a Miss Pac-Man cocktail table, like the real thing, you know, like that's the thing. Sonia, if you could get any kind of arcade cabinet, do you have any in mind that you would want?
Do you remember like old Burger King, how they would have like the setups where they had different games and they had the controller that kind of came out? I want the whole thing. I want to feel like I'm still in a Burger King ball pit or something.
Yeah.
You know?
They did that mostly for Nintendo 64, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
Yep. A lot of, and you could get the Pokemon Snap pictures printed out.
Yes.
Things like that. Yeah.
I want that whole thing.
Yeah. That was fun. I do recall that. I have a top five of arcade machines I want to purchase. I will tell you them right
now. Let's hear it.
I want a Miss Pac-Man machine because I feel like you have to start with that.
Agreed.
That is just a legendary machine.
Originator.
I want that Point Blank machine because it's my favorite light gun game. And I would love a Time Crisis one, but I feel like that's going to be too big with that big ass paddle and everything.
That is a commitment.
That's
NBA Jam machine. I would love an NBA Jam one. And then Marvel vs. Capcom 2, which is my favorite fighting game. And it is a game that I would go to the arcade in Portland, Ground Control, and I would go. I did not have much money, and my days would be that I would go, I usually have like $10, and I would spend like $6 or $7 of that dollars on this little conveyor belt sushi place across the street.
I love that.
And then I would take the rest of my money and go to Ground Control, and I would play Marvel vs. Capcom 2, because I was pretty certain that if no one challenged me, I could beat the whole game off of, you know, my first quarters. So
who are your fighters?
Oh, and that one is Cable, Ken, and Mega Man.
Yeah.
Did anyone challenge you?
Yo, several times. And sometimes I would win, but the times I lost were very painful because I was like, I'm just out of money now, and you fucked up my day. Now I got
stakes.
An hour to wait for this open mic, and I'm not even, I don't have any games to play. So, yeah.
If you could make a game, Ron, if you could create your own video game, what kind of game would it be? Like format, like style, mood?
It'd probably be just a fun adventure game. I'm a big fan of adventure games. Yeah. So I would probably do something in that vein of Uncharted like Uncharted is probably like my favorite series. So probably something like that. But if I could have another game come back, I would love like the Def Jam fighting games. So it would be fun if they could make a new one of those. I would love that. A good wrestling game of any type would be quite, make me so happy. That haven't happened in many a year. And I would just like to be a voice in video games. I was very upset to see that they were doing a Suicide Squad video game with King Shark and they did not reach out to the one and only true King Shark. And I've been making an entire campaign to get me into Injustice whenever they make another Injustice game. And so far, I'm angry.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Well, Ron, unfortunately, we're almost out of time, but we like to kind of end every podcast with best game and worst game. So we kind of already talked about the best game, but do you have a worst game?
There's a couple for sure. For me personally, it would probably be that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game that was on NES. Because it was so difficult and so frustrating. And it just was so rude to do to a young child of like, hey, I only have very limited funds to spend on video games. And I trusted the Ninja Turtles that they were going to be there for me with a game that was playable and fun. And they said, no, go fuck yourself. You got struggle to make it through the first level of this game.
You put your trust in Leo, and then
it turned on me. And then just recently, like a lot of, you know, licensed games have gotten better very much through like the Lego games. But there's some that are like just not great. And my son still loves them. He loves any racing game. He loves the Fast and Furious franchise. And there's this new game called Fast and Furious Crossroads. And it is just complete turd. It is a horrible game. It's not fun. It doesn't look good. It doesn't play well. And of course, I was forced to buy the deluxe edition of this game.
Because, it's like $100.
Yep. Yeah. So
what did it come with that was extra?
More cars. I didn't look into
more cars.
It.
Less cars. It just like the
game. Yeah, like we'll subtract a few hours of the game if you buy the deluxe edition. Oh. I think the Test Drive Unlimited or whatever the last Test Drive game, they also did that to me as well. And I hated them for that. It truly did. Any game that makes my son come to me and upset and then in turn makes me upset because I did not want to spend the money in the game in the first place.
Doubly upset.
Because I'm like, hey, I read reviews. Why don't you read these reviews with me? But they don't sway him.
He doesn't care. He wants what
Gotta
he wants.
I have it.
All right. Well, and favorite game, would you say Super Mario 3 or what's the pinnacle for you?
Yeah, Super Mario 3 is my favorite game of all time. It's the only game that I still go back and like I'll beat it every year or so. And I'll go through and try to get through every single level, which is not something I would normally do with games. Whoa. And it just meant a lot to me when I was a kid watching The Wizard and seeing the movie and being ready for it and then playing it with my wife. And so I think it's my favorite game of all time. But if you're asking me like my favorite game recently, I really like this new Call of Duty. I didn't think I'd like it that much because I'm not a Call of Duty guy. It's just so solid, so visceral. It's loud. It hits hard. It controls amazingly well. I just feel like it's just a well-built, amazing game, and it works just as well on like my PlayStation, my PC, whatever I play it on. It looks good and it works well on, which is not happening a lot these days. You get some games and you're like, oh, if I don't play this on a 1X, I can't really play through this, you know?
Yes, totally. Very inconsistent from platform to platform these days, I think, which is like, I mean, what do you think about, I will say one thing I think about the little I played about the new Call of Duty, I like the maps are great.
They picked the best of the best maps and it's kept me, I mean, I haven't been this, I usually bounce off a game in a couple of months or if it's a story game, I just try to beat it and I move on. But, you know, the last game I played this long was Overwatch, you know, so I've been playing this game, you know, for about 10 months now. And so it's holding my interest and I play every day. So,
and I love that it's not a game that you rage in, which is good. So something you can kind of sustain and play. And, you know, we've talked before about having like a palate cleansing game. Mm-hmm. Would you say that, you know, playing Fall Guys and getting a little angry is Would Call of Duty be your palate cleanser?
Yeah.
Which is an interesting...
Call of Duty is a great game for when you're having just kind of a bad day sometimes and you want to take it out on some virtual people. Or if you're feeling kind of lonely. I think the best games this year have been ones that have brought us together and allow us to, you know, feel less isolated. So, you know, even though it didn't come out this year, my two favorite games this year are Call of Duty and Animal Crossing because... They're the ones that, you know, help, even though they're very, very different, they're the ones that help me get through this year the most.
That's right. Yeah, I love that. Oh, my God. It's kind of where, it's like community and joy meet back on the other side. Call of, Animal Crossing, Call of Duty. It's kind of like
it's the full.
Yeah.
Well, Rod, thank you so much. This was a true joy. You are a human ray of sunshine, and thank you for brightening up our day and this podcast.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And people, please watch my Twitch. If there are any gaming companies that want to send me free stuff, I want that.
Yes.
Mostly that Herman Miller Logitech chair. So if Herman Miller is watching or listening to this podcast, please send me that $1,200 chair. I want it, and I don't want to have to buy it. But I will break down and get it eventually if you don't send it to me, I guess.
CC Logitech, CC Herman Miller.
And a point blank. Let's make it happen. And a point blank. That's right.
While they're at it.
And
I'm also, again, I'm newly married, so send that over.
You need two. Yeah. You need two so you guys can play Super Mario 3 together. There
that's
we go.
Absolutely Aww, true. That's His and hers, Herman Miller Logitech chairs.
I love it.
I love how he plays Super Mario 3 together with his wife.
It's adorable.
It's so precious. It's so, so precious. And definitely be sure to follow Ron on Twitch at twitch.tv/Ron_Funches. He plays games. He does live podcast recordings, comedy shows, and so much more.
And so much more. So much. I love it. Yeah. Oh, Ron, he's the best. I will say it is the end of the year.
Wow.
I know it can't come soon enough. This year has been 1,000 years. It's been like a century.
I can't think of a word that describes how something feels like it's been 5 years and 5 minutes at the same time.
Totally. 100%. Ugh. But looking back on this year, let's talk about our favorite games of the year.
Ooh.
Is there anything that stands out for you, you know, as being like the pinnacle? Because I played a lot of games this year to escape, so there's a lot of contenders this year for Game of the Year for me. Is there anything that stands out off the top of the dome?
Man,
for you?
So you're right. It's been a long year, and I feel like it's so hard to condense all of that into like a one pinnacle game that kind of sums up everything. So if I may, I think I have like three contenders for different categories.
You may.
One new game that I've played that I feel, I don't know why I waited so long to play it, but it was The Last of Us. So beautiful. And it's just, it's so, so unique in the sense that I haven't had a game that really makes me take it slow that way and really makes me get wrapped up in the environment and everything. So that's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful game that I've slept on for way too long.
That's like one of those games where I didn't want to play it because I didn't want it to end.
That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I'm so glad you're finally playing it. And for anyone out there who has not played The Last of Us, even if you don't like the genre of game, it transcends all that, doesn't it?
It really does. Even just through like the storytelling and just the beauty of the environment, the music, everything. It's
performances,
so worth it.
Oh my
God. So it's art. I would say that that game is literally art.
Totally.
So for that reason, I would say that's pretty up there. Something that kind of like saved me at the beginning of quarantine, where when everything kind of started happening, just to stay connected with friends, we would jump on Zoom and play Animal Crossing together. So I have to give Animal Crossing a notable mention because it was kind of a daily ritual of we would do yoga together and then we would chill out and just play Animal Crossing. And it was just such a good way to stay connected.
And now you're not speaking to any of those people.
And now I hate all of them. Yeah. And no, I'm kidding. No, I love them so much.
You said it in such a way of just like, yes, when I was talking to my friends and we were...
When I had friends. It was such, at the beginning, it was such a savior. But ultimately, I will say, you know, coming back to favorite game of the year, despite the bugs, I have to say I do love Cyberpunk. Bugs aside and everything, I will say for such an ambitious game, they really have set a new bar for video games. They really have in so many ways. And again, with it being so ambitious, I just admire that team so much. I admire the game so much. I admire everything that they've done for this. And again, I'm going to put bugs aside. I think it is an incredible game.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. And, you know, we love to talk about artistry and we love to talk about how games are coming into their own as an art form. And I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, that it feels like CD Projekt Red has just raised the bar for what a game could be, mm-hmm. which is really cool. Storytelling, environment, world building is something I feel like doesn't get talked about enough when it comes to video games, and they do a great job of the world building.
Right.
That's a great game. Looking back on the year, you know, like you were saying, obviously 2020 has been marked by the pandemic and in a huge way. And so there's kind of like before the pandemic and then during the pandemic and quarantine. And one thing that how my life really changed was not with friends, but was during quarantine, I started streaming every day. And I would stream every once in a while before that. Mm-hmm. But during quarantine, I started streaming every single night for multiple hours. And so I started just ripping through a ton of games in a way I never did before. And so I played more different games this year than I ever have in my entire life. And a spectrum of games.
And all it took was a worldwide pandemic for you to finally dig into your games.
Game of the year for me is this tiny indie game called House. And I mentioned it before on the podcast, I believe. It's by Bark Bark Games, who only has made this one game. It is 8-bit or maybe 16-bit. I don't really know my bits, but it's the graphics are very pixel art. And you're a girl in this house, okay? And you have to, it's basically a puzzle game. You have to do these things in order or you'll get killed. And you die over and over and over in crazy ways because your house is basically haunted. And so the whole point of House is you have to figure out how to lift the curse from your house. And you have to keep your family members from getting killed by all these different ways to die. And I just played it over and over and over on my streams every night. And I just absolutely loved it. The music is amazing. The ways to die are varied. And there's hundreds of different ways to die. It's insane. The story is completely crazy. I would just scream at it, at my sister. I'd be like, I want you to die. I want, you know, I'd just get so upset. And I finally beat it, and it was like such a release. It was amazing. Ugh. So House by Bark Bark Games, it's like $5. It gets my vote for Game of the Year. I love Cyberpunk. I love all these other games. But truly, I think that game I played the most, and it gave me the most joy. Otherwise, I played a lot of Alien Isolation again this year. I'm replaying all the BioShocks. Those are always amazing. And if you haven't played those, play those. But we want to hear your Game of the Year, so on Twitter, use the hashtag GGNT and let us know your game of the year, be it a Cyberpunk, be it a House. But of course, if we use your answer on the air, we'll send you something free.
Right.
So there you go, a little prize.
A little free prize, goodie. So. Everyone loves that. Well, we made it.
End of the year.
Crazy.
I mean, there's still a few days left. Okay. So let's just knock on wood.
We got a few left. But thanks for listening. Another episode of Good Game, Nice Try. And don't forget to rate it, subscribe, wherever you get your podcasts. Much appreciated. And we will see your beautiful faces next week.
Good Game, Nice Try is produced by Jen Samples and Nick Liao. Our executive producers are Joanna Solitaroff, Adam Sachs, and Jeff Ross. Engineering by Will Becton, with engineering and sound design by Hannes Brown. Music by John Danick. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.